Hello and welcome to Adulting with Ebony, the podcast where each week I explore what it means to be a kick-ass and kind adult in our modern world. Expect strong language and viewpoints, as no topic is out of bounds here. My guests and I will navigate the complete spectrum from wildness to responsibility with compassion and curiosity rather than expectation. I'm Ebony Allard and I'm a misfit turned maven, an author, a coach and your host for Adulting with Ebony. Come on then, let's do this. Hello and welcome to Adulting with Ebony. Today I am joined by Sarupa Shah, who is an award-winning intuitive business coach and highly acclaimed spiritual mentor and the owner and founder of The Soul Agency. And The Soul Agency works with women entrepreneurs and leaders across the globe who want to put soul and spirit back into their life and the world. And her passion and power is to show women how to heal their relationship with money. Having helped thousands of women change their financial story, as well as helping women discover their soul purpose and get on with living the dream and doing what they are here to do in the world and for the planet. And I'm really, 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 really excited to have this conversation because Sarupa and I have known each other for a really long time, but never actually had like a proper conversation.
No, we've had like Facebook combos, like on Messenger or on, you know, comment threads or whatever, but we've not managed to even meet. So this is really exciting.
God bless the internet, right?
Yeah, I know. I mean, it takes a while sometimes to make it real, but we've done it.
Yeah. Well, and real and in public, you know, with anyone yeah. listening. So I'm going to start with a simple question. What does adulting mean to you?
Well, I try not to do it as much as possible, but it's funny because I often have these conversations with my friends thinking we really haven't grown up at all, have we? I try not to be an adult, but I think adulting is actually, if I'm going to answer that seriously, it's about not... You know, the biggest thing is about not taking things personally and just carrying on, getting up and carrying on. So the things you might have done when you were a kid, being cross with somebody and staying cross and, you know, harboring emotional dramas and traumas. You know, I'm thinking of, for some reason, I'm getting the memory of school playgrounds when you're falling out with so-and-so and so-and-so, falling out with so-and-so, somebody fancies your boyfriend and blah, 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 blah. So it's like, you know what, whatever. I think it's a great adulting word. It's just like, what am I here to do? Is this really what I'm here to be involved in or consume myself by?
Yeah.
So you become less, you know, I think eventually you become less consumed and you accept that you don't know, can I swear?
Yeah, sure.
You know, jack shit in the big scheme of things. You know,
well, I was like, why is she pausing? She
won't. I didn't even ask. I should have asked you before.
Hey, it's about adulting. We can say what
yeah,
the fuck.
Yeah, no, it's that thing of, you know, being able to make mistakes and not taking it as personal failures and, you know, just getting up, getting on. So it's little things like, even like when you were in your 20s, even when you thought you were an adult and you're not, like a breakup could break your heart for months, years, and all your friends rally around you. And nowadays, anything like that happens, you might get a phone call or a text, and then it's like, pull yourself together. Not because people don't care, but it's like, you know what? Life's for living.
Yeah.
And I think that's adulting. That really is. It's just like, so what am I going to do? Weigh this down and be in an emotional roller coaster and drama or get on?
I like that. I think that's a really kind of friendly way of talking about resilience and about talking about I'm going to remember that. It's like, it's the energy of like just keeping on, right?
And
yeah, I love that.
And I think that as you get, as age ages us in a way, and it's experience, and we don't get wiser because our years are passing by. It's experience and what we allow ourselves to integrate and process. But a thing that I've been doing for the last few weeks is like, if I feel funny, whether it's a fear coming up or just peed off with somebody, you know, like it happens, partners, parents, anyone, neighbours, binmen, bank people, anyone can, you know, someone driving. And then it's like, right, okay, so I feel that and I'm really angry blah, 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 or upset, you know, whatever. But what am I going to choose? What am I going to choose now that I've acknowledged it? What am I going to choose? Because while you're in those states, and I'm sure this is, you know, this is your audience, you know, like mine, it's about wanting to be living more soulfully. Your soul ain't going to come in when you're in emotional drama. It's just not going to, because it's not going to come into that sort of environment. And if your soul's not coming in, there's no way spirit are coming into that sort of battlefield of being a victim or being an aggressor or, you know, whatever it is. Just
and like that's really about drama, isn't it? So like, yeah, there's a part of growing up or stepping into this place of self-responsibility, which is about letting go of the drama or opting out of that drama.
Yeah, and having a doormat either. It's not about, you know, because it's about being able, because when you're not in that place, you can speak what needs to be said, and sometimes we'll shout it or say it through tears or whatever. You know, none of us are supposed to be perfect, but it's also about being able to express what you need or say, you know, F this. I'm definitely not going to use the full F word, but you know, sod this. This is not acceptable to me, and I'm not even going to address it with you because I don't need to. I can walk away from this because I, you know, I have got some responsibility to myself. And I don't need to be walking into this situation or allowing myself to feel like this. And if that means having to say no, fine, I don't have to explain myself.
So I'm really intrigued how that, or kind of this attitude and way of being in the world, relates to money.
Well, when, if money is the energy of love manifest into matter, right? So next time you hold a coin or a note, not your bank card, as we've all become so akin to, when you actually handle the real stuff, that's the energy of love manifest into matter. And we all know, and know at least academically, everything is energy manifest into matter. So this is actually the frequency of love, not emotional love, no, not Hollywood love. It's the quality, you know, the quality of and the resonance of our universe. It's a humming tune that then penetrates and becomes matter. And we're now trying to put light back into that matter. And when we are addicted to drama, as an example, a victim of, you know, and we can all have stories of where people have maybe treated us bad, been in bad relationships, bad jobs, bad situations, clients haven't paid us or whatever it is, you know, or we've bought something and they're not playing ball and blah 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 blah. It's what we do. Are we going to continue seeking approval? Because there's this condition that says, if I'm on a spiritual path, I better be all love and light and send them forgiveness, even though they've just done me a wrong and, you know, and whatever, 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 which is absolutely nonsense, because that's not what spirit is about. There are always consequences, hence why we have karma. But the reason we, particularly as women and men on a spiritual path, do this is because we're trying to seek approval. We're trying to be so perfect and so good, and we've got this idea and judgment of what spirituality is, that we're actually limiting our own expression and our own respect and love for self. Because if you're going to be in emotional drama, like you're not respecting.
Well, there's a part, I'm sorry, okay, so here's the deal with love. Like, love isn't always make it better. Love isn't always up or like, or beautiful.
No.
And sometimes love is the hard stuff. Sometimes it's tough. Love is no, and challenge and a line and a boundary.
And so, you know, recently my mentor said to me, stop using your kindness as an excuse. And I was a bit like, what? And I realized that something that I was doing, I was enabling somebody to be in a certain, you know, be in a certain way with me, and thinking, oh God, I've got to be the one that's more understanding because I'm so, you know, spiritual and blah. I was like falling into this trap, self-made trap, and deciding that this is what it means to be spiritual in this particular situation. And I'll just keep saying, oh, sorry, even, you know, and saying, I'll be the bigger person. I'll say sorry. I'll soothe everything over. So I was enabling them. So actually, I was potentially, I didn't, but potentially creating karma by not allowing that person to take responsibility because I was trying to soothe it over. So no, and I think that this is happening a lot in spiritual communities. Kindness is being used almost like a weapon and incorrectly. It's being used as an excuse to not say, hang on, this is wrong.
Well, and there's a kind of whole level of bypass there, isn't there, right?
Yeah,
the totally. Whole level of, I'm not going to play, like, I'm going to, so we say, I'm choosing to opt out of this. It's like, you're not, you're choosing to ignore it. You're choosing to not choosing not to stand up for yourself or to have the conversation, have a deep connection.
Great one here is terrorism. It's happening all around the world, okay? And it's been really real this year, you know, in 2017 in the UK, in particular in London and other places, Manchester, you know, it's been really in our face. And I've opted out of conversations about this on Facebook, but what is really fascinating on social media and talking to people is they're like, oh, I'm sending love and light to the terrorists. Energetically, when you send them love and they don't want your love and light, so it feeds their darkness. That is one type of energy to not send love and light to. But there's this idea that if I send love and light, I'm in service. No, you're not. You know, and we've got to start waking up to the fact that this, what we've learned and what we know about spirituality up until a certain point before the new era energy kicked in has been what we were able to understand. And now that energy expands like the universe is continuously expanding. You know, the are they called astronomers that look out in telescopes and scientists and whoever, seeing that things are, you know, there are new supernovas and there's this and there are things continuously moving and expanding. And I think we need to wake up to the fact that maybe how we did it yesterday or what we believe to be true was because we weren't ready to hear what the next stage is. It's like we don't learn about Pythagoras' theorem in our first ever maths class. You learn it later on when you've got some foundation of understanding and they let you believe something, you know, that might be slightly not true, or that's going to be blown away in another maths lesson in 5 years. But they let you do it because it's not about blowing your mind now or making you think.
Well, and things are changing and evolving and growing, and we didn't know stuff then.
Yeah.
Like we know exactly. More, and if you know better, you do better.
Right? Yeah. Absolutely. And it is. And it's just this. So I think, you know, for me, the love, the resilience, it's all part of it because it is hard to be tough love. It's hard to walk away from situations when the pattern and the habit's been to soothe and to be in sacrifice and to martyr ourselves and to be the one that says, okay, I'll put myself at the bottom of the priority. We might not even be consciously aware that we're doing it, but it's because it's become so habitual. And all those things affect our money flow, affect our, and sometimes people use that kind of slightly victim archetype to kind of, it's that feeling of then saying to the spirit, look at everything I do, look at how much I do for these people, look at how much I allow myself to take without making a stand for myself, so surely you're going to reward me. And they will always,
and that's from a victim or from a place of resentment. I've been talking about the law of resentment quite a lot in my work recently, and like the law of resentment means that you're not in flow, you're not vibrating at the same energy as the thing that you desire or the thing that you want. And if you're essentially saying I'm lower than it, I'm lesser than it, and also I'm frustrated and angry that I'm not that I haven't got this stuff already, and therefore I don't really want to be here, I'm not, you know, all of those things, you're kind of separating yourself from that flow, right?
Yeah, you're totally separating yourself from the flow, and you're also putting a condition on and trying to prove yourself, you know, because you're trying to prove your worthiness by being somebody that thinks that if I just absorb it all and then send love and light, it's all going to be okay, and then that will prove I'm really, really spiritual and I get loads of brownie points and spirit will reward me with everything and blah, 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 blah. And it just can't work like that because that's not how energy works. You know, and it starts with, you know, we've got self-respect. We can't, self-acceptance is part of the frequency of love. So, you know, if you were in a room for people said, who do you love yourself? Very few people wouldn't put their hands up. Some would, and it would be at these extremes. But what does it really mean? It's not tangible. So one of the easiest ways to do it is self-acceptance, you know?
And I also have been talking about, and really like feeling this for myself recently, the difference between thinking cognitively that I love myself and acting like I love myself. Now, our actions and our behavior show how we really feel or what we are really thinking underneath. If I say I love myself, but I don't give myself time to eat, or I don't give myself time to exercise, or I don't get enough sleep, or I put your needs ahead of mine all the time, is that showing that I love myself? No, it's not, right? It's actually going, I'm lesser than, and I don't really deserve to take up.
And it goes on a continuum, because ultimately, when you love yourself, when you accept yourself, when you know who you are and what you do, you don't even need to ever say it. You don't need to think it. You don't need to say it because you've accepted it. You don't need to even say how spiritually connected you are, or what your job title is, because it stops being about that, because there's that level of, I know who I am and I know what I'm doing. So it doesn't matter what other people think, because we often say things because we're trying to get, again, it comes back to that approval thing from other people. We're trying to gauge them to go, oh wow, you do this or you do that, or wow, you're so great, because we're not sure ourselves. And it's so insidious, because it's, that's what mass consciousness is full of. So you don't even often realize that you're doing it, but it's just this thing of, we, you know, the approval thing has been massive this year when I've been working with people and stuff I've been working, you know, to address within me. And it's just that thing of, suddenly you think, oh, I've just done something where I wouldn't have even a year ago realized that was me trying to seek approval from them.
So if someone's listening to this and they are kind of sitting there listening and thinking, oh, this is like prickling something for me, what can they do, or what can they kind of sit with or journal on, and what action can they take to make steps into feeling different or shifting this in a way?
Well, one powerful thing, and something that I love working with, but they have a limitation, because affirmations are only about the mind. They are not about anything else. So if you have to keep using them forever and ever and ever, you haven't moved out of your mind, you know, you haven't moved out of the mind into the soul, because once the mind is cooperating with the soul, you don't need the affirmations. But one area I would say is to start with using the affirmation, I accept myself. I accept myself. In particular, you know, we all struggle when we've really, you know, I have in the past let rip to somebody on the phone, you know, like ringing up the council about my bins that haven't been collected, bane of my life. Luckily, it's been really good recently because I've changed the energy. But, you know, it would just bug me that the whole where I live is just turning into rubbish bags, and they're like not doing anything about it. And then you think, God, that was really not nice. I don't feel good. You know, I don't want to cause anyone harm, blah, 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 blah. And then you can shrink yourself. And it's about accepting yourself. You've got to accept where, you know, accept who you are, warts and all. So that is going to be, because we try and hide our warts, we try and judge them and pretend that they're not there, or pretend that they're not operating, you know, and they're operating 24/7 anyway, and without understanding
that,
them.
So I think I was about 21 when I first heard of EFT, and at the time I was like, what? Yeah, you know, this, there's a tapping emotional freedom technique, and there was like a level of this kind of stuff that I was okay with, and that crossed the line as far as I was concerned. Like, I wasn't going to be a weirdo chanting some weird sentence to myself while tapping.
Because it
would
be just
sticks
up the bum next,
wouldn't
it?
Well, and that's like, to be fair, I was on a fasting retreat where there were all sorts of things. And, you know, there were, you know, I was that far in, but for some reason, EFT and like talking out loud to myself, or like in front of other people was a step too far. And yet in recent years, you know, just a couple of years on from there, I really love the results of EFT, and there's a really wonderful way of kind of putting a sentence together, which is, even though, and then it's that whatever the thing is that you find difficult to accept about yourself, right? So even though I just shouted at this guy and I feel terrible that I really have everything I've got,
but I'm choosing to accept myself.
Love and accept myself. And, or, you know, I am... it's been a real kind of game changer for me, because actually in that tapping and repeating of the sentence, you can feel your own energy shift. Yeah. You can feel it dissipate.
I mean, that's a really good one also to use, because I use something similar. I haven't done EFT, but when, like, if I'm feeling fearful, and I say this to my clients, if you're feeling afraid, people get afraid at various times. There's no rhyme or reason even sometimes. Okay, I'm feeling a bit afraid about this, however, I'm choosing to do it anyway. Yes. So, you know, you're kind of bringing yourself, and you're not becoming a slave to the bit that you're trying to avoid, or the fear, or the drama, or whatever it
is. And you're not avoiding it either, right?
And
you're
that's going, love right. in action. That's actually love in action. So people, when people say, oh, how do you love yourself? We love money, love, you know, this whole thing that I talk about. And then then suddenly it becomes self-care, have a shower, have a bath, have a massage. I'm like, that does not actually, of course there's always a point where that might be really, really a significant thing for somebody.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, 99.9% of the time having a massage is nothing to do with self-love. And in fact, it might be 99.999 and recurring, you know. I mean, but it's become about self-care, you know, getting your nails done, getting your hair done.
Well, and a lot of that actually comes from this place of not thinking that we are worthy of time. And that comes back to that thing that we were talking about.
Yeah, before, but right? It's also operating at an it's all about the, it's about ego. It's not, it's about that vibration of living. It's mental body, emotional body stuff, which is fine. We all have one and we'll, you know, until we don't, that they're there, but they're not soul. The soul isn't waiting for you to have a massage. You know, spirit isn't saying, I'm not going to work with this one until she
has had a massage. Sometimes mine is, I promise you.
You know, if any of my spirit team said to me, we can't talk to you because you haven't had your hair done and you've got too many greys, I'd be like, bog off, that's my head. You know, seriously.
Yeah, okay, so I hear
you. You know, so there's that side of it. And so it is about, you know, this is what this whole new year has been about and then what we're coming into. The new era energy, it's going to be another huge epoch, you know, of time. Yeah. So we're at the very beginnings, at the foothills of this, and it is about how we can raise our vibration one step at a time. We don't expect to do it overnight. Don't expect, you know, the money stuff can change overnight without a doubt. Can change, everything can change in an in and out breath, you know, in a blink of an eye. But sometimes because of our resistance, which is very resilient too in its own right, it can just take a bit longer because we've got a lot of stuff that we need to address. But it's an amazing adventure because, like I was sharing earlier, you get an aha of going, wow, what have I just done? And then you don't do that again. Or, yeah. You know, you become aware of the patterns and your frequency starts to change because you can't unknow something. You can't become unaware of something that you have been doing or operating. It's impossible. You can ignore it, but you'll always be aware of it.
Yeah. I'm so aware that our time has just gone, yeah. And you and I could talk and talk and talk and talk and talk forever. And it's really lovely just to have a snapshot chance to kind of dive into this stuff with you. If people want to find out more about you, where's the best place for them to go?
So they can visit my blog, soulagentblog.com. It's got articles and things and ways of connecting. And if anybody wants to question or what, do you have comments on your podcast? I couldn't remember.
People can come and find me all over the place, and we'll put everything on the show notes and people can come and join
yeah in. And if they want to ask any questions or whatever, I'll pop in and have a look, you know. Find me on Facebook. It's Sarupa Shah. It's, you know, really, everyone always says to me, what's your name on Skype, and I go, it's the same as my name all the time. So it's, you know, like, so, maybe awesome. Boringly, it's just the same on
it's
any
not
social.
It's useful and helpful and easy to remember. Okay, we have been ending with just a little bit of a lightener, just a little bit of funny, because sometimes this stuff can get a bit serious and a bit full on. So I love to end with, I'm an adult, but it can be whatever you like. And I will start, and then we'll have one from you. So I'm an adult, but I realized today that I have not turned my computer off for a month, and that putting it to sleep is not the same. And then when everything stops working and I'm screaming at my computer, why are you not working? And someone says from the other room, have you tried turning it off and on?
But that's why.
Yes. Just like me, it needs to actually completely be turned off and on.
Oh, I'm an adult, and my God, I do so many things that are un-adulting. And there's one we spoke about before. I'm an adult, and I still don't have to put my makeup on properly, although not always. But the big thing, I might be an adult, but give me an opportunity just to hide and jump out on you, or get you to meet the bush people or the wall people. We still do it, me and my friends, you know, and do it to all their little kids as well. We just find it hilarious to prank and to laugh, you know, and I love, I might be an adult, but I still like playing Cinderella with all the kids when I go.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, they try and make me the ugly sister, but that don't work for me. I get the role that I want and they do what I say. But I love doing all of that, you know, just playing. I just love playing. And I still, if I play Monopoly this year over Christmas with anyone, it will end in a fight like it did when I was 8 years old. Somebody, whether it's me or someone else, will throw the board, the money will fly because someone will have cheated and that will be it.
Well, by the time this goes out, that would have happened. I'll check back in with you and see how it was. So, Rupa, thank you so much for joining me today. It's been a real pleasure talking to you, and hopefully we'll have you back on and you can come and we can pick up where we left off.
Yeah, thank you. That was great. Absolutely fantastic. Thanks, Ebony. Right.
This has been Adulting with Ebony. I have been Ebony. You have been great. Thank you so much for all of your support. Please keep listening, liking, rating, sharing so that more people can come and enjoy and engage with us. Really, thank you. I'll see you next time.